FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Transport Minister Barbara Creasy says her department is fast-tracking projects to ensure reliable availability of jet fuel. She says the airports company South Africa has allocated over 20 billion rand for infrastructure development. She says this will improve facilities for passenger safety and comfort over the medium term and build a new freight terminal at OR Tambo International Airport.
This year has seen the appointment of new members of both the Air Services Licensing Council and the International Air Services Council to regulate access to the domestic market based on the operators' ability to operate safe, secure, and reliable air services.
Teachers' unions have questioned the appointment of KZN Education's new chief financial officer. Yesterday, the provincial department announced Yali Joli as the new CFO. She previously served in the same role for the KZN Cooperative Governance Department. Joli resigned from her post earlier this year before the finalization of a financial misconduct probe against her. The National Teachers Union says it's astonished by the appointment and believes it demonstrates a failure to uphold the principle of good governance. Meanwhile, NAPTOSA says the department must justify hiring Joli. The union's KZN spokesperson, Thirona Mudli.
The allegations against her were unfortunately not tested before her resignation and will stay with her unless she defends these allegations. The KZN department must justify this appointment. The department is the biggest education department in the country with a large, complex budget. The integrity of any CFO must be beyond reproach. Sadly, this is not the case with this appointment.
And Australia has cancelled Kanye West's visa over his song glorifying Nazi leader Adolf Hitler. The 48-year-old US rapper released the track in May on the 80th anniversary of the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. Australia's Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke says West, whose wife Bianca Censori is Australian, has been coming to that country for some time because he has family there. But he says he's made a lot of offensive comments, and once he released the song, he no longer has a valid visa in Australia. Burke says the rapper's cancelled visa was not intended for holding concerts. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 22. Richards Bay 23. The top story this hour. Transport Minister Barbara Creasy says her department is fast-tracking projects to ensure reliable availability of jet fuel. And follow East Coast Radio News Watch on WhatsApp for the latest local and international news. For News Watch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.